This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Friday. It's 8:07. It is the last Friday before Christmas. And here to wish us all the happiest of Christmases. I'm sure that's your whole Yuletide message, right, Scott Capurro?
I'm so hungover, I can barely open my eyes.
Oh, no!
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
What'd you do last night?
How are you? You all right?
We're fine. Why are you all hungover? Yeah. It's because Edson's not here. He's going crazy.
He is going crazy.
Sarah's right. I'm sorry. Yuzette,
he's been hitting up Bryn. He's like, hey, Bryn, what are you doing tonight? Hey, can you come on? What's going on?
I thought Bryn could protect me. That was a bad choice.
From yourself?
Right.
From who?
Where did you go, Scott?
I wound up at a friend's house, and he had people over there, musicians, and they were playing live music. And before I knew it, I drank alcohol. I don't know what it was. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And lentil soup that had chunks of weird stuff in it. And then later I saw the cat eating out of my food bowl. I'm like, where am I? What? What?
Oh.
There were cats? I know. And I threw up a little bit.
Oh, gee, you're 57 years old, Scott.
Know,
you're too old to be still throwing up. Come
you're
on.
You're talking to him about over-drinking?
Listen, I haven't thrown up in years.
Oh,
it's
I
been
know.
Forever.
I know. The sheets were new. I ruined it. I ruined his show, God.
Oh, you slept over his house? That's weird.
Yeah, I woke up at like 5. Oh. Anyway, I got home. You know what's pretty, though?
Did he just snort?
Yeah, I think he did. Oh. 5 in the morning. We'd all already been up for 2 hours.
Yeah. I thought about turning on the radio, but I was sick already. It's weird.
Hilarious.
They really go for it this time of year. Man, they really do. Or gay men over the age of 50 do. I don't know. Maybe they miss their family.
Seems like gay men over the age of 50 are really going for it all the time, you know?
Yeah, we went for it, yeah. They were playing some really nice music. I wish I could remember it. I'm sure. I was singing along, though, and I sounded good. I did.
Was it like Barbara songs or something?
Oh, yeah. I opened the door and started singing out in the neighborhood. It wasn't Barbara. It was like, you know, Christmas carols, but ones I hadn't recognized.
Oh.
I wanted to go caroling. I thought that'd be fun.
Oh, caroling's super fun.
I know. I couldn't find my trousers and stuff. Anyway, but it was good. It was
nice
hanging out with people.
Well, Listen, Scott, you've got a show tonight at the local in Alameda, so I'm sure you'll be telling all your stories of shame.
Oh, my hands are shaking. I don't know if I can hold the microphone.
I think
you will.
Just leave it in the mic stand. We're having a mini Christmas at my house, so I'm not coming.
Oh, I'll drop by.
Okay, you can.
Okay,
it's nowhere
good.
Near where your gig is, but sure. Whatever.
If I can buy like 11:30 midnight, that's okay.
And well, I'll be asleep by then for sure.
What?
Yep.
I thought you liked to power and stay up late.
I'm telling you, I'm slowing my roll.
All right.
I'm being a
Friday
good girl.
Night's a big night, Sarah. This is your big night.
Yeah, it's not dry you
all right,
yet.
Listen, text me and I'll let you know if I'm still up.
Vinny, I can come by yours, Vinny.
Oh, sure. That's a quick bop. Quick.
Yeah, because it's
yeah.
fun with the kids.
Go ahead.
Uncle Scott.
Come on by.
Oh, Uncle Scott.
I have a Santa hat. Not tap on the door. That would be scary at all.
That would be horrifying.
I'm going to have the police answer my door for me, though.
All right. So tonight, the local in Alameda on on New Year's Eve.
He looked like that. Oh, you know what? Of course he's like, hot.
On New Year's Eve, Armstrong
like
Brewing Company.
Dressed like the police for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Hey, guys. I'm never getting through this.
That's
phone
not what right. I meant, but okay.
Okay. Thank you,
Which
Scott.
Which band member would you be? Would you be the lead singer
right.
or the guitar?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to go.
Tonight in Alameda.
Yes, tonight in Alameda and New Year's Eve at the Armstrong Brewing Company in South San Francisco. So
seriously,
can...
you guys. You're totally serious. Sarah, you're coming to that one, too, right?
I am not, but sure.
You said you were going to...
Well, I said I'd think about it. You just... I'm not going. I'll think about it.
I'll come get you.
It's all right. I appreciate it, but no.
Puff something up, you guys. It has hair on it.
Okay. Well, you ate the cat. Okay. Bye, Scott. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye, Scott. Having a bad morning. That is too bad. Okay, here's the new music for today. Just a couple things. Camila Cabello has a live show that she taped in November in Los Angeles. It was like a little intimate thing that she did. It's a 7-song EP. Here's a little taste of that if you love Camila Cabello. This is live?
Yeah.
She sounds great.
She does.
I heard she's a little racist, though. Have you heard that?
I have heard that. It's weird. It's funny. She used to be. That's what I heard. Now
okay.
She's not. Not an ounce of hate in her body.
Yeah.
Come on. She sounds good.
Havana?
Oh, sure. Havana Live. Well, if you love Camila Cabello and you can get past all the Tumblr stuff, then, you know, there's something for you. There's a name for this record, but I didn't jot it down. It's just something.
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
New Music Daily presents Camila Cabello.
Okay. What? So it's a live show in Los Angeles that she recorded back in November. It's only 7 songs.
All right.
Today, the John Williams soundtrack for Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker is out. John Williams is an incredible composer. He's done, got every big epic movie, it feels like, forever. So here's a little bit of what you'll get on that. Everyone's heard like the Darth Vader theme, and of course just the main theme to Star Wars, which I'm sure is on there too. Oh, sounds like a battle scene. Does it say what the title of this is? Is it like the Kylo Ren theme? Or
this is during an Exegol.
Oh.
Here's the Rise of the Skywalker.
Okay.
I'll let you hear that one since it's the title of the movie.
He is amazing. Rey, you're the last Skywalker. You must now rise to take your place among the stars of the Force. May the Force be with you.
And,
that's lovely.
One more here is
who said that?
I just said it. I don't. It was me.
I'm trying to follow your storyline.
Sarah, I don't know what character it was. It was just saying.
What guy's saying that?
The ghost of Luke Skywalker.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know. It will be a difficult journey, but you will ascend to your rightful place. Okay, go ahead.
Anthem of Evil.
Oh, the Anthem of Evil.
Hi, I'm Kylo Ren.
I'm Kylo Ren.
You might remember me from the show Girls on HBO, but I've graduated to yes. Master of Evil. When you see me, it spells your doom. Also, I killed my dad. I regret it now. I do.
Spoiler alert!
From the last one, please.
Oh, my God!
Well, you don't even
it's
know who my dad
years.
Is. You don't even know who he is. I could have killed anyone.
Why don't
anybody
you just tell people
dad.
That then?
Well, it was Han Solo, obviously.
Oh my God! What is wrong with you?
I'm hoping to rise to my place in the dark side of the Force, obviously.
That bad guy just got really goofy all of a sudden.
It's Adam Driver. He's totally goofy the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm a bad guy. You know, heart of evil, a
oh,
dark soul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a crescendo right there. And so now I should say
now
something
he jumps
important.
Back in.
I think symphony music can sound kind of aggro at times.
Oh, yeah.
Like
sure, yeah.
It has a soft reputation, but there's points where you're like, that's no wonder Metallica jammed with the symphony. They can get aggro.
Oh, those stabs. They're amazing. Gucci Mane has a new record out today. It's called East Atlanta Santa. East Atlanta Santa 3, it's called.
Yeah.
So let's hear this.
Here's one with Jason Derulo. One,
oh.
The guy you love so much. It's
you
called,
know what to do with that big fat butt.
That's right. Wiggle. So it's.
Is this the one that had the line in it that you played for me this morning about?
You know what? That was from another East Atlanta Santa album. So I was listening to another one, and I was
see.
Like, oh, you know what? There's another. There's like three of these.
He's got some pretty clever sex lines in there.
Is this making you hungry?
And then
hungry?
I realized
for
it has
sausage or something.
I don't know.
Really not Santa-ish at all. It's
no.
Just,
so
you know.
You're saying even, but the titles are things like Jingle Balls and stuff and.
Oh, no. Well, no. This one's called More. The next one's called She Miss Me.
Oh.
Here's She Miss Me.
Okay. Doesn't sound like a Santa album at all.
Yeah, it's not very
right.
festive.
Gucci Mane. The Cat soundtrack is out. Andrew Lloyd Webber and the cast of the new movie. All singing their little cat hearts out.
You know, I was really glad that our guy who came in and reviewed Corey, he said he's a huge fan of Cats, the play.
He's actually seen it on Broadway.
Loves it, seen it a bunch of times, and then said the movie's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That was.
He did say he cried during it, though. So.
Maybe not for the right reasons.
So. Yeah.
It looks stupid.
Want to give me a little.
There's so many stars in there.
I know.
You would think it'd be great.
Well, yeah. You'd think it's based on a really long running hit Broadway music. Like, make it happen.
Mm. Here's.
They should have left Jason Derulo's parts in there.
You know, part of it is, and this is what they did wrong with Aquaman, it might just be the whole movie, the way it looks, everything about it is wrong.
Mm.
And that's just a director thing. A guy from concept got it wrong.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I read an interview yesterday where they were saying they should have treated it more like a play. They should just like back the camera out.
That
like,
was cool. Oh, it was Corey. Was
right, right. Like let the dance happen. And I thought to myself, maybe that is what they should have done. And someone else was saying, or maybe it was him, they should have just gone all the way weird. Like, it's weird enough that you're like, God, this is weird. But if they had gone fully weird, like, maybe they should have just used real cats and made them dance.
Yeah, Corey said that as well.
Yeah. He said a lot of really
stuff.
Things that stuck with me.
That you thought you read.
I did.
Here it is.
Well, I read all day, you know? You read all day. I've read a million reviews of it.
All right, here's something from the Cat soundtrack. This is Jason Derulo as well.
Oh, great.
The Rum Tum Tugger.
That's his name. Okay.
Who is that singing?
Jason Derulo, okay. Apparently.
Mm. It's kind of a cute little song.
So, and one more thing of note that I want. I don't know why they popped it into the new music today on iTunes, but they did.
Oh, you don't want any more from Cats?
No, I'm done with Cats. we've already said enough bad stuff about it.
Well, I mean, I have James Corden and Taylor Swift.
All right, fine. Let's hear it.
Let's do James Corden first. It's whatever. I'm sure we want to close with Taylor.
This is awful.
All right, let's play Taylor Swift's one. Okay. Maybe it'll redeem the...
I like that kid fine, but that's awful.
Here's
you can't tell me you like that.
You've heard a bit of this one. This is Beautiful Ghosts. Well, she sounds great.
She has a beautiful voice. Okay. That's wonderful. The Cat soundtrack is out today. For the people who love cats and can't get enough, there it is.
Can you sing me a Christmas carol?
Another one?
Yeah.
Another text, Sarah.
You want a karaoke track or something?
No, I don't.
Oh, know. That'd be great. Brand.
What do you want? Tell
I'm
me
just
what you
gonna,
want.
I'm
you
gonna sing right
want.
Now. Turn it down.
You don't want a Silent Night or
no?
Right, don't get it over with.
Yeah, can you not like?
Don't get it over with.
Okay, and then I'm not gonna do it. I'm
don't,
just gonna get
don't pity time, Christmas
Sarah.
Carol
don't
me. Like pity. Be into it.
I'm gonna pity sing you.
Don't rush through the song.
So, as I was saying before, this record actually came out in October, but they re-put it into the new things, I guess because it's a Christmassy thing, but I thought it was worth doing. From Judas Priest, Rob Halford put out a record called Celestial, and it's a Christmas record. So we're going to hear a little, let's just give me one of these.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, I want to hear a metal scream.
I don't.
Well, I've played you Donner and Blitzen before.
Yes, we heard Donner and
Blitzen. I'll just play you a tiny bit of that just for.
Okay, sure.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's him.
All right, let's play one more. Here is Deck the Halls.
Crank it up. Woo! All right, there you go. That is so funny.
It's a classic.
Yeah. Apparently, Pentatonix has done a new rendition of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. I want to say they already had a version of this. Did they change it up a lot?
So, I don't know if I've heard it before. But.
I love Pentatonix, and here you go. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That's nice.
It is nice.
I've also got a mashup.
I'll just play it.
Yeah, I don't want to say who's in it. Here we go.
All right, here it is.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Here it comes, baby.
It's Slayer!
And Wham! I gave you my heart,
but the very next day,
you gave it away.
This year.
So it's Wham's Last Christmas and
oh, that's kind of
Slayer's
fun.
Angel of Death. It's fantastic. I am definitely out of time here. Let me just give you, let's see, stuff to look forward to over the break. December 27th on Netflix, Kevin Hart, Don't F This Up. On the CW, From ZZ Top, Billy Gibbons hosts Guitar Legends 3. It's an annual concert, and it benefits mental wellness charities. So there's it's a big concert. It looks like Nancy Wilson from Heart, Charlie Starr from Blackberry Smoke, Toto Steve Lukather, and Warren Haynes from the Allman Brothers.
Mm. What network is that?
That's on the CW, and apparently it's the third time they've done it. Guitar Legends. Right. Apparently all those Sounds people good. Are Guitar Legends. Let's see. There's a concert documentary called New Order, Decades, and that is going to be on Showtime on December 27th. Showtime. And also on December 27th, also on Showtime, another interview documentary, Duran Duran. There's something you should know. So there's cool. a couple things you can look forward to over the holiday break. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
A woman tries to light her boyfriend on fire.
Oh.
She doesn't, though. So do they stay together? After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.